It's easy when we're confronted by difficult situations. It's easy to imagine that everything's up to us. I have to fix the problem. I have to work harder. But what about God? What about His power? What about His ways and His will? How can we get out of the road to make room for Him? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to the program. Today we're going to take a look at the very power of God for you from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about our free daily devotional Fresh to help you live each and every day in the victory that you already have in Jesus Christ. Have to be honest with you, I am something of a slow learner. When it comes to laying hold of God's power in my life, which is what we've been talking about together over these past few weeks, I am truly a slow learner. Why? Because time and time again, I fall into the trap of thinking, you know what? It's all up to me. Even though I've seen God do so many powerful things in my life, even though in this ministry of Christianity Works that I'm so privileged to be part of, we've seen miracle after miracle. We wouldn't exist. I wouldn't be with you right now had God not delivered this ministry by His power over and over again. In its 53-year history, there have been so many times when Christianity Works, the ministry, has been threatened by this or that. You wouldn't believe how Satan has arrayed the armies of hell against this ministry that tells people about the saving love of Jesus. And in my short time, just on a decade now in Christianity Works, I have seen God do so many miraculous, powerful things. And yet still, each and every time I'm confronted with a situation where we're facing impossible odds, it seems that my default position is, well, you know, it's all up to me. In part, that's my personality type. I'm a leader like Gideon. The gift that God's given me is my strength. But as I look around, I'm not alone. We all seem to be like that. We think it's all up to us. Well, let's get a revelation here. It ain't. If it were all up to us, what would it mean for God to have power and to use that power on this earth? We've been looking at God's power these past weeks through the story of Gideon, chapters 6, 7 and 8 in the book of Judges in the Old Testament. And what I've seen is a man, Gideon, who's a natural leader. He's naturally a strong person. Some people's gifts lie more in their compassion or in serving or in giving. With Gideon, his natural gift is his strength, which makes him an ideal leader because he's able to crash through things using that strength. As I've said, I really relate to that because that's my natural motivation too. People don't come to me so much for compassion or counselling. People come to me when they need something done because I'm one of those people who will crash through obstacles and make things happen, and I absolutely love doing that. Gideon was one of those personality types too. Have a listen. Judges chapter 6 verses 11 to 14. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abizrite, as his son Gideon was beating out the wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty warrior." Gideon answered him, "But sir, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all the wonderful deeds that our ancestors recounted to us, saying, 'Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt?' But now the Lord has cast us off and given us into the hand of Midian." Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours and deliver Israel from the hand of Midian. I hereby commission you." Now this is really interesting. The angel calls him a mighty warrior and commands him to go, and I quote, "in this might of yours to deliver Israel from the hand of Midian." God knows what he's doing. He's picked a strong guy, a leader. You want that sort of man to head up an army that's about to fight a much, much, much larger army against impossible human odds, right? You want a leader. But as we've seen, if you've been able to join us over these past weeks on the program, Gideon's heart wavered. No less than 4 times did God have to give him a miraculous sign in order to convince Gideon that God was indeed in this and that victory was assured. Now, I love that. I love that because God's saying to us, look, I don't care how strong you are, even if you're a leader like Gideon, even if you're one of these strongest of all personality types, you can't do this on your own. You cannot overcome the impossible in your own might. Do you get it? God deliberately picks a strong man, Gideon, through whom to teach us this lesson, this mighty warrior, this man called to go in his might and deliver Israel. Thank you, Jesus. And the only way that I have learned to let go and let God do the things that only he can do is by learning his ways from his Spirit through his word. Leaving room for God doesn't come naturally to me, I have to tell you. It's something I have had to learn, and I am still learning. It goes completely against the grain to take my hands off the wheel and say, okay, God, I've done all I can. Anything else I need to do, just let me know. But I'm about to stand back here because I believe that I am going to see your power do the things that I can't even begin to dream of or hope for or imagine. Take the disciples. They'd been with Jesus, the 11 that remained after his death and resurrection, for just over 3.5 years. Quite an apprenticeship. What a Bible college. 3.5 years with Jesus, watching, seeing, hearing, experiencing the power of God firsthand. If anyone was equipped to go and start off the first century church, it was these guys. But just before he ascends to heaven, Jesus says to them, you're not ready. There's something else that you need. Luke chapter 24, verse 49. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised, so stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Acts chapter 1, beginning at verse 6. So when they came together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you'll restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. They needed power. Power from on high, power from above. God's power, the power of the Holy Spirit, who comes to dwell in each person who puts their faith in Jesus. The power of the Holy Spirit, who, if we'll lay our lives down at the foot of the cross, will completely drench us, will completely soak us and change us, baptize us with his power. And can I tell you, as someone who for much of his life has labored at things through his own strength, what an amazing blessing it is, what a joy and a delight it is to see God do things in power in my life. Am I still naturally a strong guy? Of course I am. But what a delight it is when the Spirit of God counsels me to hold my tongue or to take my foot off the accelerator or to stop worrying about this or that because God's already gone ahead of me. Or for me, a huge part of God's power is not only moving impossible mountains or winning battles or overcoming obstacles. A huge part of God's power is changing me, making me malleable in the potter's hands, taking the selfishness, the anger, replacing it with peace and joy. Friend, that takes power, extraordinary power in my case, to set me free from my sin. And that's the power that God would hand to each one of us, not the way the world gives, because the world gives power to the rich and the famous, to those who seize power at any cost. But that's not how God gives it. He gives power to the faint, and he strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you live in the victory and experience the joy that's available through Jesus Christ. It's called Fresh, a short daily devotional, a scripture verse with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day, and it's completely free. To get instant access, stop by our mobile-friendly website, christianityworks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll also instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.